The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, on International Women's Day 2019, we're speaking to this 20-year C-suite veteran who's gone from being a pilot to piloting companies. Dr. Maren Schweitzer is CEO of Schweitzer World, and she served on multiple boards across the globe and has 20 years of experience in fields like AI, IoT, automated mobility, engineering, and electronics, which means she's got a plethora of insights to share with us. Dr. Schweitzer, thanks so much for coming this morning.
Thanks for having me. Hello to everybody.
So we've got to ask, from pilot to piloting companies, what was that about? Why did you decide to not be a pilot anymore?
You know, at that time, I found piloting to get a little boring on the long-range flights.
I can imagine. 12, 18 hours, that can be a bit, yeah.
Yeah, there's really, literally not a lot to do. And at that time, my heart started to beat for something else, which has been the electronics industry.
Mm.
So I decided, okay, it's time to move on. I had a great time in piloting. Let's continue.
Talk us through the experience you had through these various fields. I mentioned earlier there was AI, there's IoT, automated mobility, engineering, electronics you mentioned.
My career actually started with piloting. I loved it as a teenager. So I ventured into that, got a pilot license one by one. My first experience actually in piloting was to clean airplanes of a little taxi company.
Mm.
Of the boss, and then he let me fly, and then I did step-by-step venture into a piloting career while pursuing my engineering studies.
How was it like getting through the engineering space? Oftentimes looked upon as a male-dominated field.
Well, I can recall that we've been 600 students starting off to get the degree in master's of engineering. And we ended up to be around 100 at the end.
So the attrition doesn't matter if it were male or female students. It's just a very competitive field.
It's on the one hand competitive. On the other hand, I think at that time it's been not so attractive for females to go into any technology career. Out of the 600, I recall two ladies, all other men.
So as you went through the engineering field and then into artificial intelligence and IoT, et cetera, you've come now to reorganize and restructure companies as we go through this change, Industry 4.0, be it digitalization, automation, et cetera, people afraid of losing jobs. Have you found that challenging, especially in a cross-cultural type of organization?
Oh, yes, it is. It's not only about cross-culture, it's a lot about diversity. On the one hand, diversity is so important to have multiple views in a team. On the other hand, if you want to drive change, if you have a very diverse team, can be cultures, can be age, can be backgrounds, can be beliefs, whatever, it takes a lot more time and efforts to make everybody understand each other. The biggest challenge for me was actually in Vietnam.
Hmm.
That's been a joint venture between a Japanese firm and a German firm. I've been heading. We had the Vietnamese culture, the German culture, the Japanese culture, and a lot of Chinese talents helping to grow that factory in Hanoi. So all that set of cultures led to so many misunderstandings. So my learning of this is actually, let's set back, give time, and if your team member or your colleague said something, ask what is the real background. What did you mean with that before getting embarrassed or emotional? Because that happens so easily in multicultural teams.
How do you deal with time spent, though? I imagine in the business space, I mean, time is of the essence. Is there time?
Yes. That's probably the most important thing, is to spare and organize time to do so. So you cannot do it on a daily basis and on an ad hoc basis. That will not work in a busy business schedule. What we started to do is two times a year, we all met somewhere else, outside the office. Let's call it an offsite. Somewhere can be in a hotel, can be in a casual gathering, including the spouses. because I sometimes just got the feeling the private life doesn't really connect to the business life. I don't believe in that private and business can be separated.
You don't feel that they should be separated?
No, it shouldn't be separated. I think it's an interconnected life. You spend so much time at your work, and it's so valuable if everybody knows the private part as much as you want to share. How are your kids feeling? How is your spouse feeling? And then the partner who is not in that company, and we are having a lot of couples who both work in the company, can better understand, okay, now she or he is again on a business travel, but it's for good purpose or.
Right.
So what we did actually, we started to cook for the spouses. We rented a restaurant and we cooked.
Dr. Schweitzer, are you a good cook?
We have been a good cooking team. it's been a fantastic experience to prepare an entire dinner with many dishes and then have the partners arrive and enjoy a great evening.
So it's just sort of more innovative ways to get everybody to bond instead of the usual, I'll stick you in a room and let's all talk about our problems. That can be quite uncomfortable. As you've moved through various fields, has it been positive being a woman or not? Have you faced challenges? Artificial intelligence space, the IoT space?
Everywhere, I would say there's been one topic. It's being the only one. Somewhere.
Ah, okay.
For example, in the Japanese board, Japanese listed company, I've been the only one below 60. I've been the only non-Japanese. I've been the only woman in the board in a pretty male-dominated tech industry. I had a very different style from the previous board style.
And what style might that be? Describe it for us.
Address the topics, kind of make everybody talk, share the views, and then come to a conclusion in a board meeting. What I've seen in the beginning, and I've made tons of mistakes because I was pushing a little bit too harsh at that time, my feeling was, fine, we are just here in the board meeting and nodding. But everybody has a great experience and a different view on the topic. So I think we should share it and then decide what's the best to do with our company and our employees we are responsible for. So silence doesn't work. And it's not very common, what I've learned and understood at a later stage, in some cultures, in boards, that you talk. It's more, be there, sign, go home.
So as they're nodding, who's actually talking? Just the chairman of the board, perhaps?
Even not in the Japanese culture. In the Japanese culture, it's often somebody from general administration who's actually reading speaker notes, who've been wisely prepared, including for sure the input of the teams. It doesn't mean that nobody is questioned or asked. It just means it's a procedure on doing so. And that was actually the aspect that I managed to bring into that Japanese board I was so lucky to be in.
Did you face pushback, though, as you brought this new style?
I think being the only one has also been an advantage in this aspect because I didn't fit in that categories of Japanese 60, 70-year-old board members who've spent 30 years in the company. Mm. I came from outside, didn't climb the ladder, have been different, didn't speak Japanese, so on and so on and so on. They let me do things what probably somebody with a Japanese background wouldn't have been allowed that much.
As we hope more women step onto boards, what can they do, though, to help be heard?
Oh, it's several things. I think the most important thing is really to keep selling your team's successes, to make yourself more visible in an organization. At the right time, you are picked for promotion. I would say women should focus on talking about their achievements, not so much about what didn't work, and spend a lot of time to be in the right networks in a company, even though they might be male-dominated.
What more do you think could be done, though, to help get more women onto boards, to get more women into leadership roles collectively?
I think now it's the responsibility of the companies itself to push that forward. Women have done enough. The last three decades, there are more women with bachelor and master degrees than men. Women make as much efforts to get promoted and to climb the career ladder as men do. Contradictory to probably what we talk over a glass of wine in the evening, women stay as long in this their job as men, statistically. Yes.
As an individual, though, let's say, you always feel as though, oh, I'm just the one woman in my company. What can I do? I'll just keep quiet.
We should speak up. We should show our accomplishments. I recommend not to focus too much on becoming an expert, rather focus on becoming a general manager or develop general manager capabilities. Reach out to mentors that can teach you, guide you, learn you. Find sounding boards in the company. And this leads me again to the lonely one experience. For sure, if you are the lonely one, it's pretty much more difficult to find the key to open that door to be part of it. But there are ways to do so. And the companies, they also need to play their role. It's basically two points I have in mind. First of all, companies shall really take the gender equality as a business priority as it is, firstly. Secondly, set clear targets for the entire leadership team to make sure that these gender equality or equality in general targets are met. And thirdly, well, the fish stinks from the head. So a nice corporate social responsibility brochure and a lot of press releases will not help to thrive equality.
Just lip service,
Has to be the C-level, all of the C-levels, not only the CEO. A CEO cannot thrive change alone. The C-level has to be committed and be a role model on a daily basis to really show, okay, we believe in equality. We are creating a secure environment for our employees, that they feel comfortable at work and in their communities. And we live and breathe it every day.
Then only can change happen.
Then the change will happen.
Dr. Marion Schweitzer is CEO of Schweitzer World. I wish we had more time. Dr. Schweitzer, thanks so much for coming today.
Thanks a lot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.